And Christ is King. And on this solemnity, we celebrate the reality of Christ's triumph over evil, as well as over death itself. On this solemnity, we're filled with the joy as we know that with Him and in Him and through Him, we have a chance to share in God's great triumph and glory. And on this solemnity, we have and we're called to reflect upon the nature of our Lord's kingship and how it impacts our lives in the here and now. And when we live in the present and in anticipation of His return to us, we find ourselves motivated to serve, to love, to become the gospel values of joy and happiness and hope. And especially during this time of year, we're called to give thanks, to express our gratitude to God, from whom all goodness flows. A wise person once said, "At the end of the day, all we are and all we have is gift, a gift from God. How it is that we use our gifts from God is both the greatest challenge as well as the opportunity we have in our lives." Now, we know that our king was not a conventional one. The folks at the time that the book of Daniel was written, nearly 2,700 years ago, they were expecting a royal Messiah, someone who would lead them in conquering the foes who were combating the Jews. And King David was their model, who during his reign, which was roughly 60 years beginning in 1000 BC, he was, you see, the figure, the model, who fit their understanding of what it is to be a king, you know, royal and dressed in jewels and perhaps even a figure to whom we were expected to bow. Kind of like Queen Elizabeth, I suppose, or Prince Charles, maybe even Prince William. But my friends, our King Jesus wasn't like that. He ministered to the humble and the outcast, to the poor and the hungry, to those plagued by illness and disease. And our King told His followers that the blessed, those with blessings, were the poor and the peacemakers and the grieving. Our King proclaimed that it was the powerless and the children who would inherit the earth, not the mighty or powerful or the rich. In fact, in other parts of Scripture, our Lord describes the route for the rich to the kingdom as one like traveling through a needle, which in the day was the low arch, which served as the entryway to most of the towns at that time. Not easy to get under. Our King told His followers that those who will inherit the kingdom are those who feed the poor and give water to the thirsty and clothes to the naked, and thanksgiving baskets to those who need and deserve blessings. Our King calls us to welcome the stranger, care for the sick, visit those in prison. And yet our King also died by way of crucifixion, probably the most humiliating manner of death at the time. But here's always the good news. our King rose from the dead, and he ascended into heaven, where he enjoys an intimate union with the Father and the Holy Spirit. Yes, that same Spirit which animates and moves the church. We have faith in this King of all ages, in the King of glory. We have salvation and eternal life. And as his disciples, we show ourselves to be and to act a bit differently than others. You know, at the present time and continuing at least through December 25th, it's hard to turn on television without encountering a commercial promising us well-being through accumulating wealth. If you buy this product or that one, you'll be forever wealthy, or you'll be forever and constantly entertained, or you'll be swept up from the evils of aging. This is why I'm not the spokesperson for Black Friday, although I do encourage you to shop local. I think we have choices to make. Always, let's make those choices for the kingdom. Jesus tells us that we do right by the seemingly least among us when we truly follow him, the one who is our shepherd, as it says in the psalm, for nothing we shall want. Let us not be like Pilate, who clearly did not get it. Rather, let us look to the faith of our church, which professes and in which we profess each weekend that he will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. For he will reign forever and ever, as Handel's great Messiah tells us. This King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And when we invite Jesus into our hearts on a personal basis, we find peace and joy and thanksgiving. Hallelujah. Thanks be to God.